are listening to the Social Media Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, stay-at-home mom of three, turned social media influencer, Jenny Peterson. Each week, we'll dive into online marketing, business building strategies that actually work, and I'll share with you how I built my online business, leveraging the power of social media from my cell phone. The term influencer is not just for celebrities, it's for people just like us. I really believe that all you need to get started is Wi-Fi and a dream. Let's go. Hey, do you have a body? Do you wear clothes? Do you use social media to grow your business? If you answered yes to those three questions, this episode is for you, and I am sharing my top three tips to get your clothes for free and how to actually make more money. Tip one, collaborate with an online boutique.
I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, is she talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes. DIYer, I see you. You need to collaborate with an online boutique. Network marketer, social seller, I see you. You need to collaborate with an online boutique. Business owner selling your own products, collaborate with an online boutique. Course creator, yes, collaborate with an online boutique. Photographer, collaborate with an online boutique. Influencer, I know you're probably already collaborating with an online boutique, but if you're not, you need to. Let me tell you why everyone and their mother who is using social media to build a business, to build an online audience, to sell something, a physical product, a network marketing product, a digital product, a service, whatever it is, let me tell you why you need to collaborate with an online boutique. And you know I'm going to explain it with the story. Here we go. Story time. So I went to this mastermind retreat that my friend puts on, Kelly. And it was for most of the women who were there were either DIYers or interior designers. And then me. I was like the odd duck there. But it was so amazing. I made so many great connections. And I told the ladies there, some of these ladies have huge followings. One in particular, I'm thinking of, she's over 200,000 followers, and she is a DIYer, interior designer. And I told her, I said, you need to collaborate with an online boutique. And she's like, but I am not a fashion influencer. And I said, no, I know. But do you show up in your pictures? And she was like, yes. Do you show up in your reels? Yes. Do you do live video? Yes. Are you showing up in your stories? Yes. Do you wear clothes? You wearing clothes? You showing up naked or you're wearing clothes? You're wearing clothes. Okay, you need to collaborate with an online boutique. When you're doing your crafts and even when it's just showing your hands, you need to collaborate with an online boutique. Not only that, you need to collaborate with a watch band boutique because you know what's going to happen? And I asked her, I said, has this ever happened to you? Do people ever ask you, oh my gosh, where'd you get that cute shirt? Oh my gosh, where'd you get that amazing bag? Oh my gosh, where'd you get that watch band? And she was like, yeah, people ask all the time where I get stuff. I was like, ding, 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 ding. You got to collaborate with an online boutique. Without fail, it doesn't matter whenever I show up in my stories, whenever I go live, whenever I post a reel, it doesn't matter what the video content is about. Somebody will ask, where did you get XYZ? So if you have your affiliate marketing hat on and you have your content creation lenses on, you're going to start looking for opportunities to make money. And if you collaborate with an online boutique, you're not leaving money on the table. Now, before we dive into how I actually started working with online boutiques and how I recommend doing it, I just want to talk to the woman who is listening, who is telling herself all the reasons why she can't do it. I see you. Maybe you're saying, yeah, but I'm plus size. So, people want to see what clothes look like on real women. I have a friend of mine who is plus size. She showed me a picture that she wanted to post on Instagram, but she said, I can't post it. Look at my cellulite. And I said, that's why you must post it. And when you do, I want you to say something like, I almost didn't post this because of the cellulite. And see how many people you connect with. I know it's hard. We are our own biggest critics. We, especially as women, we pick ourselves apart. But girl, you got to talk nicer to yourself because you're listening. You are listening. And not only that, if you're a mother, your kids are listening. And they are going to learn how to talk to themselves by our example. So no matter your body shape or size, no matter the color of your skin, no matter flaws or imperfections that you may or may not have, no matter if you have cellulite or varicose veins like I do, if you are showing up on social media in your posts, in your videos, in your stories, and I hope you are, because people buy products from people, not companies. People do business with people who they feel like they know, love, and trust. So I hope you're putting yourself out there. I hope you're connecting with your online audience. I hope you're doing direct-to-camera videos. I hope that you are in your posts. And I hope that you don't hold yourself back. If you are, then you need to collaborate with an online boutique. And you are perfectly imperfect just the way that you are. Women want to see what clothing looks like on real women. And I don't know if you've noticed this shift, but when I was growing up, I'm 36. When I was growing up, all of the mannequins were one size. All of the models in the magazines were very thin, very tall, perfect. I remember I went to a casting call to be a model. Oh my gosh, I forgot about this. I was like 14 and they said that I was too short and too heavy and not what they were looking for. Well, guess what? I don't know if you've noticed, but brands and companies, even big companies, I was in the mall the other day and I passed by a Victoria's Secret. And on the outside of Victoria's Secret, they used to just have pictures of beautiful women in beautiful swimsuits or bras or whatever it is. And they had a beautiful woman on the outside posted and she was plus size. And I applauded on the inside. I was like, yes, girl, I see you. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a trend. We're moving from like this perfect person, perfect image, unobtainable, to real bodies, celebrating all bodies, shapes and sizes. And I could not be more happy about this movement. So if you have a body and you wear clothes and you show up on social media, you need to collaborate with an online boutique. And hopefully I have convinced you by this point. Now that you know that you need to collaborate with an online boutique because you're leaving money on the table, how do we find them? I started with the online boutiques that I follow on Instagram. Follow them on Instagram, check out their website, give them some love on their social media posts so that you start to show up in their feed, like their posts, comment on their posts. If you do that, you're going to start showing up in their notifications. You will be noticed. And if they don't follow you back, watch their stories and then comment in their stories and you're going to slide into their DMs. They're more likely to see it if you comment on their stories. There's a couple ways that you can reach out to them. You can DM them. I know that sounds so simple, but that's what I did. Hi, I'm Jenny. I'm a beauty influencer. I do a lot of makeup and hair tutorials, and I'm looking to collaborate with an online boutique because I get asked all the time what I'm wearing. Do you have an affiliate program? Are you collaborating with influencers? I just asked them. You can also go to their website, and if you scroll to the very bottom, sometimes if they do have an affiliate program, it'll be right there on their website where you can fill it out and apply to be an affiliate. I want to talk to the person right now who's saying to themselves, I don't have a big enough following. Nonsense. That's garbage. No. You can work with brands. The nano influencer is so strong right now and rising. A lot of times nano influencers have the highest engagement. If you have under 10,000 followers, yes, you can collaborate with an online boutique. So whether you're sending them a DM, introducing yourself, asking them, do they have some kind of affiliate program or do they collaborate with influencers? Or you're asking them for the email address of the person that you need to contact that makes those decisions, or you're going to their website and you're looking for an application to fill out for an affiliate program. Those are some ways that you can work with these online boutiques. Now, some boutiques might not have an affiliate program. Maybe they've never worked with influencers before. And so if you do, you know, reach out to somebody who has a smaller business and hasn't worked with influencers before. I did this with one of the girls that I collaborate with my jewelry. And I told her, I said, I love your jewelry. I only work with companies that have affiliate programs. But here's why this would be a benefit to you. How it works is they pay me a commission, and most of the time it's between 10 to 30% commission. I share their products, and they only pay me when I make sales. So it's a win for you and a win for me. And after that, she did start her own affiliate program, and I just saw her post the other day that she's actually accepting more affiliates, which I'm so excited for her. As a small business, that is huge for her, right? But it's a win for you and it's a win for them. Some online boutiques will send you free clothes. Some won't. The one that I chose, actually, I had to pay for my first try-on haul, which I was like, gosh, that's weird. I've never had to pay for a try-on haul before. But the one that I work with has over 1 million followers on Instagram. I really wanted to work with this company. They're also on Like to Know It, which we will talk about in a second as well. So you can kind of double dip there. And I knew I wanted to work with this company. So I did buy my own try-on haul. And I also knew, I'm like, this is an investment in my business. I need clothes anyways. I know I'm going to be able to sell these clothes. And that's exactly what I did. And then they have a tiered program with their influencer program. So it's like the more you sell, the more free stuff you get. Now I'm at a point where they send me 10 new pieces every other week. Talk about like never needing to go shopping again. So not only do I get my entire wardrobe, which is super cute for free, but also when people ask, hey, what are you wearing? Or I post what I'm wearing and I sell products, I'm making money on top of it. It is a win-win-win all around. And now I have so many clothing options that I'm not having to wear the same shirt in every single post. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Listen, I have a closet full of clothes, but I still feel comfortable wearing like the same 5 things. You know what I'm saying? But when you have social media, you don't want every post to be wearing the same outfit. This is why we want to collaborate with online boutiques. Just a little encouragement. If the online boutiques that you reach out to tell you no, who cares? You're not gonna die. Go ask another one. There's thousands of online boutiques on Instagram. Somebody's gonna say yes. And sometimes you have to hear no over and over and over until you hear a yes. You keep asking. And this goes for all collaborations. All collaborations. I just reached out to a company the other day and I was really disappointed because I've been using this company's products for over a year. Like, I actually love their products. And I reached out to them and asked if they had an affiliate program, and they told me no. They said, we are not accepting ambassadors at this time. Let me tell you what, I don't like to be told no, but I still get told no all the time. And here's the thing, I know if they knew the sales machine that I am, that they would say yes. And sometimes no means not right now, or no doesn't mean no forever. It might be no, we don't have enough information, or maybe it's no, we don't know what we're actually saying no to, otherwise we'd be saying heck yes. You see what I'm saying? But you're going to hear no. That's inevitable. That's fine. Who cares? No big deal. Go ask another person. Someone is going to see the value that you bring. Someone is going to say yes and want to work with you. And if you would like me to do some more podcast episodes about affiliate marketing and how to actually sell without being salesy and how to increase your sales, seriously, slide into my DMs on Instagram and let me know. That is my jam. That is my jam. That is my bread and butter. And I do influencer marketing differently than most people do. Most influencers are pitching themselves to brands and doing one-time jobs. Not me. I only work with companies that have an affiliate program. I want residual income. I would rather work with 8 brands over the span of 3 years, which is what I've done, then pitch myself to hundreds and hundreds of companies and do these one jobs. And here's the thing, both work. There's nothing wrong with that. Both work. If that's what you're doing, you keep doing you. I might incorporate that in the future. I've actually talked to my friends that do that and see if that's something that I want to incorporate. And it's funny because I'm teaching them the affiliate side and telling them there's other ways to make money. So there's no right or wrong way to do it. But if you want me to share more about affiliate marketing, let me know on Instagram. It's Jenny_Peterson. And I will just be, I'll be 100 with you. I'll be 100 with you. I like to keep it real. I am shocked by how many influencers out there that I meet are not making money. Shocked. Last year, I made multiple six figures doing what I do. And I can teach you how to do it as well. If I can do this, anybody can do this. Let's be real. And I don't tell you that to brag. I tell you that to show you what is possible. Because if it's possible for me, it's possible for you. But I'm always surprised to find out how many influencers are not making very much money or not making money at all. Just because you see somebody on social media that has a large following, a large online audience, does not mean that they know how to convert. It does not mean that they know how to sell. And it does not mean that they're rolling in the dough. Although sometimes you would think that. You would think that by looking at their accounts. Anyways, let's get back to close because that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about collaborating with online boutiques. Another thing that you can do is apply to be on Like to Know It and Reward Style. They are one and the same. Like to Know It is the app that the user, the consumer uses, and Reward Style is the app that the influencer uses to upload all of their stuff for Like to Know It. So they go together. Apply for Like to Know It and Rewards Style. This is another way to make an additional income. Have you ever noticed influencers that are always pushing Walmart and Target finds? There's a reason why. They're on Like to Know It. They're on Reward Style. They are pushing those things because they get paid a commission. Now, generally speaking, on Like to Know It Reward Style, you can make upwards of 10% and as low as 1% with Amazon. I'll be honest, I don't even post Amazon finds anymore on Reward Style Like to Know It because 1%, no thank you. We'll circle back around that on what to do instead. But that's why. That's why they're always like Target finds, Walmart finds. And on Like to Know It, there's hundreds of stores that are on Like to Know It that you can link and you get paid a commission when somebody buys from you. I have an Instagram friend and she is a fashion influencer and she has been working really hard to build her account. Every day she posts looks that she finds from Target and from Walmart. But what I didn't know is that girlfriend was going to Target and Walmart, buying these cute outfits, trying them on, taking pictures, and then taking them back. There's nothing wrong with that. You can do that if that's what you want to do. But I'm like, girl, work with an online boutique. Get your clothes for free. Get paid a higher commission for sharing the clothes that you are loving and you are wearing. And then you can also go buy stuff from Walmart and Target and link those as well and get paid. It just seems like a lot of work for not a lot of money, in my opinion, to be constantly buying, returning, buying, returning, buying, returning. One other problem that I see with buying, returning, buying, returning, buying, returning is you're only wearing that outfit once. You're only posting about it once. And because of that, you're not going to make as many sales. Now I know. I'm contradicting myself here because I just said you don't want to wear the same thing every single day. True. But with every single product that I share with my online audience, I share it more than once. And I hope you are too. You don't want to just talk about something that you love one time. You want to circle back around and talk about it again. Whether that's like a kimono and I'm wearing it with jeans one day and another day I'm wearing it with shorts and another day I'm wearing it as a swimsuit cover-up. There's so many different ways that you can reuse pieces and talk about it again
Because what if they didn't see your post that day on social media? What if they didn't watch your stories? You know what I'm saying? And they say on average, I tried to find a statistic with this because I always say on average, it takes somebody 20 times of seeing something over and over and over again before they make a purchasing decision. I tried to find a statistic. The only thing that I could find is they say on average 7 times. You have to see something 7 times before you decide to buy it. Take a moment and just think about your own purchasing practices. Do you buy something the first time that you see it? Or do you see it over and over and over and over and over again before you decide to buy? So with everything, including my wardrobe, including my accessories, with every single product that I am sharing and I am an affiliate for, I am constantly sharing it over and over and over again in different ways. It's showing up in my posts. It's showing up in my reels. It's showing up in my stories. Constantly sharing it. And if you start watching influencers, the ones who are crushing it, you can really tell what they're probably making the most money with because they are sharing it the most. I can guarantee it. And I promise once you start getting into affiliate marketing, you will have your affiliate marketer's hat on. You will have your content creation lenses on, and you will see dollar signs everywhere you look. Everywhere. I'm not a DIYer. I'm not an interior designer. But I did just purchase a cabin in Garden City, Utah. It has the most beautiful view of the lake. P.S. If you're super nosy like I am and you want to see my cabin, the link is on my Instagram bio. I have an Airbnb link and a VRBO link if you want to check it out. We bought this cabin fully furnished, which was a huge blessing because it's a large cabin. It sleeps, I think, 25 people. It's a lot of furniture. So a huge blessing that it came with all the furniture, but it also came with all of the decor. And let me tell you, the decor was ugly. It was very much like grandma's cabin. All right. So I knew I needed to invest some money into this cabin to update it, to make it more modern, more art style. And also because I think it would attract more people to rent our cabin and come stay. However, being an affiliate marketer like I am, everything that I bought for this cabin, I was able to link on Like to Know It. Everything. And guess what? Some of my top sellers are like the bedding that I put on the beds in these cabins. And I'm not an interior designer. I'm not a DIYer. Like, that's not my niche, right? But you can make money in so many different ways. There's so many ways to make money. It's just mind-blowing if you start to think about it. Oh my gosh, my ADD was showing. Sorry, I got off on a tangent. Let's just do a quick recap and then we will wrap this thing up with a nice little bow. Tip number one, collaborate with an online boutique. Tip number two, apply for reward style Like to Know It. Tip number three, become an Amazon affiliate. Now I told you, I don't link Amazon stuff on my Like to Know It reward style because they pay 1% flat rate. That is not competitive, but they pay higher if you are an Amazon affiliate. As an affiliate, you can have your own storefront with different categories. You can link anything on Amazon and you're making a commission as an affiliate. So I know you've seen these like Amazon swimsuit try-on haul or Amazon finds you didn't know you need, or Amazon gadgets that I can't live without. Hello, hello. They're making money with that. And so can you. There are a lot of exciting things happening on Amazon right now, which we will have to dive in a later episode. I am not an expert on that yet. I am navigating this myself and learning it myself. But as I learn and as I find out more, you know I will share it with you. All right, my friends, so if you have a body, if you wear clothes, and you're showing up on social media, this episode was for you, and I hope that you will take it and run. You will collaborate with an online boutique, either getting your clothes for a discount, or getting your clothes for free, or getting paid when you sell what you're wearing. And by sell, I mean share, because people are going to ask you, hey, where'd you get that shirt? This does not have to be salesy or spammy or gross. No, we are sharing what we love. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. You're going to get on Like to Know It reward style so you can start linking all the things so that you can make money with things that you buy from Target, from Walmart, or from the hundreds of other stores that are on like to know it. And then you're also going to apply to be an Amazon affiliate so you can link that up as well. Oh my gosh, I am so excited for you to land your first boutique or your next collaboration. When you do, and I didn't say if, I said when, will you tag me on Instagram, friend? In your cute little outfit, will you tag me so I can see the things? Tag me at Jenny_Peterson. Show off that cute outfit. I want to see you win. I want to see you make that money, honey. Also, if you would like to see more upcoming episodes about affiliate marketing, more on Like to Know It, listen, I am figuring Like to Know It out as we speak. I have learned a thing or two, but I also have friends who are making a ton of money on Like to Know It that I could ask to come on the show and interview them as well and share them with you. So if you want more on Like to Know It, if you want more on Amazon affiliates, if you want more on brand collaborations and how to pitch yourself to brands, slide in to my DMs on Instagram and let me know. Or leave a 5-star review and let me know what you want to see on the show, as well as what you're enjoying on the show. That feedback is so valuable to me, and I do read every single review. Plus, if you haven't left a 5-star review already, I'm doing a contest. I am giving 3 listeners free instant access to my premium course, Instagram Boss Camp. And all you have to do to enter to win that free course, which by the way, I charge $500 for it, is leave a 5-star review. Tell me what you love about the show. Tell me about your favorite episodes. Even tell me what you want to see on upcoming episodes. Leave a 5-star review wherever you're tuning in. Then take a screenshot of it and text me. My number is 385-220-8658. Text the word podcast and then text me the screenshot of your review and you are entered to win. Like I said, I read every single review, including this one from JanelleBean186. She said, I came to this community looking for some way to grow my business, and I found this energetic, inspirational woman who has changed the way I look at my business, my life, and my style. Thank you for changing the way I think for the better. Well, thank you, JanelleBean186, for making my day even better and brighter because of your 5-star review. I appreciate you so very much, and I'm so happy that you are part of our community. And thank you, sweet friend, for spending this time with me, for tuning in and listening to this episode of the podcast. I love you so much, and I will see you inside the next episode.